I mean, in many senses, this is actually obviously a very optimistic movement that we're seeing. Having said that, there are tens of thousands of people on the road, and for a significant number, they're coming from Khartoum, and they're choosing to settle in urban areas. Now, this is putting a considerable strain on an already very fragile infrastructure. So it's clear that Southern Sudan is going to need a lot of help to welcome and help to integrate these tens of thousands of people.
Considering the number of people who are moving to urban areas from the north, what are some of the actual accommodations the cities are making for this huge influx of people?
You know, I just heard from a colleague who was in the capital of the Upper Nile region, Malakal, and he said that he's seeing scenes of people bringing everything they own, literally sofas, chairs, tables, everything they own. In Malakal, the state authorities are giving them some support with reintegration support, with some basic items and some foods, and as well as some transport to get back to their home villages. However, there are some groups that we're particularly concerned about. We've come across a number of unaccompanied and separated children. There's some women who face some issues, and also some elderly and disabled that need that extra helping hand.
Are people being registered as they come into the south?
People are being registered as they return, but this return is either being supported by the Southern Sudanese authorities, or is people just quite simply spontaneously returning. And in that case, it makes actually the counting quite difficult. We know that 120,000 have returned since mid-December, but we do know that not everyone has registered. In terms of the citizenship, this isn't a big issue that people are concerned about at the moment. Having said that, in the north, we are very concerned that after the referendum, what the status will be of the 1.5 million to 2 million Southern Sudanese who are currently residing in the north. And we're working with the authorities, with government officials, to try and resolve this, because there's obviously a lot of concern amongst the Southern Sudanese community living in the north.
What is the government in the north saying they're doing right now to try to make sure that those who want to stay there are registered?
Well, this is a discussion that we're having, that members of the international community are also participating in, and it's unresolved as yet, but I think we're all aware of the dangers if this isn't resolved. It would obviously result in a much larger movement south. At this point, there's potentially new state, which is quite fragile, and the infrastructure is still quite fragile. We would like to see that people are given the option to stay living in the north if that's what they wish.
Those that are returning to the south, are they registering to vote in the upcoming referendum?
Yeah, I understand that they are, and that's one of the principal reasons that they're arriving prior to the referendum.
What lies ahead for these returnees?
They're returning to their ancestral home after, in some cases, two generations being away. So it's a homecoming. It's clear that Southern Sudan is going to need a lot of help to live up to many of the hopes that people have going home. It remains to be seen in the future how everything pans out.